irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Brilliant. Wonderful. Alona Europa. Alona is in Poland right now. So I, Lucy, from the UK originally, are taking up this post for a couple of weeks anyway. And Alona should be back. I think it's the first week of May. So today, and soon, I have a wonderful guest, Danielle Carlson. She's a freelance national public radio correspondent. So we're going to be talking to Danielle. However, first of all, I'm going to play this. Thank you so much.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you so much to our sponsor. Danielle, are you on the line?
I certainly am.
Danielle, how good. How are you?
I'm peachy keen. Looking forward to talking with you. Thank you.
Yes, no, I mean, definitely. And I have to, full disclosure, say we are also buds. We are also friends.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So,
but we love to shop talk too. So
I know. So it's a bit of this and a bit of that. So introduce
Absolutely.
Yourself, Danielle. Who
I'm
are
sorry?
You? Who are you? Introduce yourself.
Who am I?
Yes.
Who am I? I think that the spark started in the spark for journalism started in college, working for my college paper, and my dad was my muse. One time I was stumped for a topic, and so I called him and said, "What am I going to write about?" And he says, "I know. Your first sentence should be truth and freedom. Uh-huh. That's what it's all about. Huh. And make the title Beyond. The rest is up to you." So, recently I took that clipping, the newspaper clipping, out and read it, and I thought, "Holy cow! I was really deep back then." So that kind of planted the seed. I enjoyed writing. I enjoyed broadcasting because then I went on the college radio station, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what school did you go to? Which college was that?
Loyola Marymount University.
So you are a local.
Absolutely. My family and I moved back east for most of my adult life, but after my dad passed away, we were in D.C., and I said, "That's it, brother. It's time to move back to my Southern California roots." And I mean, you know, I worked at WAMU there, public radio. It was NPR's flagship station,
member station. In D.C., right? In Washington,
yes,
D.C.?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah,
in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
and I loved it. You know, I was a midday newscaster, reporter, but I wanted to move back now. And wow, it's been 4 years. I moved in 2012.
So
time flies when you're having fun.
I remember when you moved back. So how long were you in D.C.?
Oh gosh, almost 30 years.
Really?
Almost 30 years, yeah. I was I used to consider myself a defected Californian, but then I ended up staying there longer than I lived here.
Yeah.
So
But you
couldn't really do that.
But you still thought of yourself as a Californian. That's interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting, too, because now I used to file mostly economic spots on economic indicators. And now, of course, the news spots I file for NPR's newscast are stories of course, earthquakes, California's drought, lots of stories about the drought.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, when it finally does rain, then we have mudslides.
We do.
So people would say, so it rains, big deal. Why is that a news story for you? And I said, are you kidding?
Right.
I said, that's because we have biblical scale mudslides here.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, that's what happens. Nothing happens in, like, halves here, right? You know, it's always like that.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
But I love, sitting now at my couch in my living room and looking at that very tall palm tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
and driving around with the top down in my car in February. I definitely got used to that.
Very quickly, right?
Absolutely.
Very
absolutely.
Quickly. Yeah, yeah. So where did you grow up? And you know, what made you go to college? What did you study at college? We didn't discuss that.
Broadcast.
Okay.
Actually, it was communication arts. That's what it was called back then.
Right, right.
And so it was a lot of fun. my dad used to tell me, the ignorant always shout the loudest. That's true, right?
Ooh,
and so he
yes.
encouraged me to read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So a case in point in college, so I went to some demonstration to protest the CIA or something.
Did you?
And I told my folks about it.
Yeah.
And a week later, two books arrived in the mail.
Yeah.
One had on the cover, in big letters, the CIA. The other book, KGB, in big letters.
I'm kidding.
And so in the note, it said, read both of them and then draw your own informed conclusions.
Really?
And so that was always a big thing. You know, you need to be balanced.
Mm.
And that's, of course, what you and I as journalists, what we try to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do a story and you feel, and I've done plenty of stories that I feel very strongly about a particular position.
Right.
But
right.
you should be able to listen to that story and say, I have no clue where she stands.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, unless it's a commentary, but, you know, but for a straight, news spot, no.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about your opinion. So.
Right. Nobody cares. In fact, nobody wants to hear it at all. In fact, nobody
that's
wants
right.
to hear anybody's opinion.
Well, we have certain presidential candidates that are more than happy to share their beliefs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, always. I mean, has the way that you filed stories changed in the structure in which you filed it, in your sentence structure? I mean, this is kind of technical stuff, but for example, have your sentences become smaller? You know, shorter.
When you file stories for the newscast division, which is what I do, you have to always keep in mind, you know, they can't go back and reread a certain line.
Nope.
So the writing has to be taught,
right.
T-A-U-T,
yes.
has to be taught, and just make it as clear as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, the digital age is changing the way people want to be informed about current events.
Right.
And so that means newsrooms, broadcast and print. I was going to say newspapers, but I guess they're heading into the setting sun.
Yeah.
But so they've had to accommodate those changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know reporters, you know, they no longer file just stories. They have to, they might have to blog, vlog, post podcasts on their news organizations' websites. I mean, delivering the news now is done on multiple platforms, right? And that's the new reality for journalists.
That's right. And it makes it, there's a lot of work involved, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. As a freelancer, I have my software set up to do my phone interviews with whatever expert I need to talk to. And, and that's it, you know. But for the others, it's like at NPR, I mean, the reporters who file feature reports, the work is just incredible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm very proud to be associated with them.
Oh, sure. How often do you go into the main office, which is called the city,
right?
Well,
there is no main office.
Okay.
The network is, of course, in D.C., as you know.
Yes.
And the member stations here, I don't work for them. I work for the network.
Right.
So I file my spots, my new spots from home.
Mm. But what is the office in Culver City then, Danielle? What is that?
Because what?
The office in Culver City, what is that?
Oh, that's NPR West.
Okay.
That's NPR yes. West, and so they have their full-time staff who do their own thing there, and a lot of which is filing longer news reports for the shows, AT, All Things Considered,
right.
And Morning Edition.
I see.
Yes, and so my wheelhouse is the newscast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about filing 40, 45-second news spots, reports with an audio clip.
Mm.
And so it covers all those things that I mentioned, you know,
mm-hmm.
quakes, mudslides, all the award shows. Those are fun.
I love
filing those.
Yes, that's
a lot
right.
of fun.
That's right. That's
I mean, they pump so much money into the economy.
Right.
I was reading that the Oscars, which of course is the crown jewel,
yes.
it pumps something like $70 million into city coffers.
No kidding.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of dough.
I mean,
yes.
Limousine rentals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gowns.
Yes.
Hotel rooms.
Right.
Because all the swankier hotels. I'm guessing. Put up the prices a little bit.
Sure. Oh yes.
During the awards,
they do.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. So it ripples out. I mean, this is LA. Wouldn't you agree? Is still an entertainment town. It's still all about entertainment. I remember when you were going to move back, and I think this was about 5 years ago, and that's when we first met. And you said to me, you said, "Where are all these people going?" You know, referring to the masses of cars on the road all the time, right? Day and night. You said, "Where are all these people going?" And I said, I didn't have a good answer except for it's a transitional place. There's no rush hour. Everybody rushes about all the time because they're going to auditions, they're going to screenings, they're going whatever.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
See, I'm used to the DC is a government town.
Right.
You know, so
right.
you know, 7 to 3, 4 to 6, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Set times, and of course the federal government is the largest employer in the area, and so the rush hour times, I mean, you can set your clock by them, and so it was very frustrating for me when I came here, you know, and so it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic
yes.
on the 134. What the heck is
what,
this about?
What is it?
Come on, folks!
and so
you enlightened me, and it actually made it better. It made me feel better.
Because as
you said, you pointed out, people don't go to auditions, for commercials or, a part in a show,
mm-hmm.
9 to 5. They they do things all the time.
All the time.
So,
all the time. So you currently are in on a wonderful side of town. You're on the east side of town, right? Pasadena.
I love Pasadena.
Yeah. Is it?
Before I moved here, I'd never even, I'm embarrassed to say, but in my defense, I was very young.
Yeah.
I had no reason, my family lived in, the Los Feliz area in L.A.
Nice.
And so I didn't know Pasadena at all, but I wasn't finding anything in the area where I grew up for apartment to rent. And so the realtor said, let's check out Pasadena.
Yeah.
And so, of course, as they say, the rest is history. I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
It's a lovely little town. And not so little, but just littler than L.A.
It has a smaller town feel, doesn't it? Unbelievably,
that's exactly it.
Yeah, yeah.
En point, as they say.
Right.
Exactly on point. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
What I have to admit, what I miss a lot is the. Even when I went out, for happy hour with reporter friends in D.C., in Washington, D.C., news stories would invariably be part of the conversation.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, I mean, that was just how it was. Mm. And I miss that.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that here because
yes.
it's not in the forefront
no,
here so much as it is back there.
No.
And I remember, and I became very involved in it becomes sort of second nature, I think, to the offspring of Eastern European. In my case, my parents are Bulgarian.
Sure.
And politics was very, very much a part of their lives because Franklin Delano Roosevelt with Churchill and with Stalin basically ate up Eastern Europe after World War II.
Right.
And so you wouldn't find in my parents' generation probably a single Bulgarian who was a Democrat because of what FDR did. So there was this passion for politics. So
yes.
So. I was watching with my parents the foreign policy debate between Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter in 76.
Yeah.
And Ford said, as you may recall, Eastern Europe was not under the domination of the Soviet Union.
Right.
So my dad stands up from the couch and says, "What did he say?" And the reporter who was moderating the debate was also stunned, apparently, because he repeated the question. And Ford gave the same response. So fast forward to election day, my dad took me into the voting booth with him. I couldn't vote yet. And he said, "I was going to pull the lever for this man," pointing to Ford's name.
Yeah.
"But after the things he said and the fact that Jimmy Carter has championed human rights, I'm voting for him."
Wow.
And he said, "Don't ever forget that you have the freedom to do this in America."
Huh.
And needless to say, I have always voted.
yes. And talking about voting, today is the final day to register for Californians for the primaries, right?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Something like 600 plus thousand people have registered to vote in the last few months.
Yeah.
There's been such an overflow. I was reading that in some counties they've had to bring in more people. In the you know, where you register to vote.
Sure.
So I think that's wonderful. I mean, we may be disillusioned or whatever about our choice of presidential candidates,
right.
But it's certainly got people interested.
It certainly has. I mean, it's a show, isn't it? Unfortunately,
exactly.
It's a reality show. It's a political reality show.
Well, some of them are expert in that, aren't they?
Some of them are. That's how they
some
came
of them
up,
are.
Right?
Some of absolutely,
yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, Danielle,
how long have you been here?
I've been here for. I got to think. About this. Well, I've been in this wonderful country for now 25 years.
All right.
12 years in Boston and the remaining, the remaining, so 13, whatever, here in California. And six of that behind the Iron Curtain, or the Orange Curtain, I should say, in Orange County, which is a Southern California joke.
I have not heard that.
You haven't? Behind the Orange Curtain? Oh, yeah. So you get...
I love it.
You get to
I'm going to plagiarize that.
So you get to the Orange County and L.A. County line, which is about Seal Beach, and then it becomes Orange County. So then you become Republican.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, no, that I knew. I knew Orange County was conservative, but...
It's quite.
The Orange Country, I love it.
Yeah, behind the Orange Curtain. And people, you know, people in Orange County do not want to come into L.A. It's like... You know, when you live in Massachusetts, you live in New England, people in Massachusetts do not go to Rhode Island and vice versa. It's the same everywhere.
How about that? Isn't that something?
It's like, I'm not going up there. Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's so funny. My goodness.
Yeah. So,
you know, it makes me, I'm trying to think if it was the same kind of, I mean, in the Washington, D.C. area, as you know, it's kind of a trilateral kind of place with suburban Maryland, suburban Virginia. So, you know, I lived in Bethesda, Maryland, but if somebody here asked me, "Where are you from?" I'm not going to say Bethesda.
Yeah.
I say D.C.,
uh-huh.
You know, because that's familiar.
Yes.
And if somebody in L.A. asks, somebody asks, "Where are you from?" I will say L.A., not Pasadena.
Yes. Well, that's
you
right.
Want a, you,
yeah.
More recognizable name.
Yeah, because when you it's until you get very local, people don't really care because they don't really understand. L.A., you know, people want to know. L.A. is such a huge sprawl, isn't it? Really?
Oh, it's a huge sprawl. But, you know, And I found that people are never ambivalent about L.A. They either, when they come to visit,
and they haven't before,
they either love it or hate it. There's no gray area.
Oh, New Yorkers hate it generally.
Well, because they're kind of culturally snobbish.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, they have New York, Manhattan has, I mean, it's just these little mini communities throughout the city. And so, of course, that makes it very vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it seems, which is kind of disheartening for me, its communities are more fractured, and they don't seem to want to interact very often, which is sad. I mean, I don't think it should be that way.
Yeah, well, you get definite areas, don't you? You get the West Side, then you get Pasadena. You get the East Side in Long Beach. I mean, they're definite spots. But you know, as fascinating as LA is to us, we only have about 4 minutes, and I just want to. What was your favorite story that you've ever done? Your most favorite story, or the story that made you more passionate, or you did it because of passion? What story impacted you the most that you've ever done? Can you think of one?
I can actually think of two. Well, the first was doing a feature piece on colleges going green and all that entailed in terms of classes offered, emphasis on doing things green, teaching the students and interviewing them and the professors, and why it was important to do that.
Mm.
And that made a very big impression on me, because I didn't even realize that was going on, and it was. Back then, it was, say, this was 12 years ago, it was still a bit of a novelty. Mm. Now, thanks to those trailblazers, they're doing it, you know, and now it's not such a going green. Anybody who doesn't live in a cave knows what that means.
Right, right.
And so so I think that's wonderful. The piece that had a big impression on me was, a hospice for AIDS patients, and what they were trying to do and all this. And so I interviewed them, and it was very, very beautiful. It was very intense.
Mm.
And a couple of days later, the executive director called me and said their phone was ringing off the hook because of the story for contributions to them.
I see. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And so that, of course, was just wonderful to hear.
Right.
That, you know, a small thing that you do has that kind of a positive impact. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
that meant a lot.
That's fantastic.
That
well, Danielle, it's been a blast. I mean, you know, we could go on talking. We have literally, I mean, really, don't we? So,
well, that's there's always much to talk about with a good friend, and you know.
Yeah.
That's fine.
With someone who's been doing a similar thing to you. So, Danielle, how can people get a hold of you if they have any questions? They want to employ you for stories? How can they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
They can email me.
Yes. Okay.
All right. You have my email, right?
I do, but can you let everybody know what it is? I mean, you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes.
And it's
you have to make friends, and I don't necessarily want to be friends with everybody.
Okay.
So the email is Carson with a K.
Mm-hmm.
That's Carson with a K and 8386 at gmail.com.
Okay.
Do I have time to say why my last name is Carson with a K?
Yes, please. You do.
When my parents fled Bulgaria after the communist occupation, my dad was accepted. He applied and was accepted to Yale Law School.
Huh.
So they went. They moved to Connecticut. He went to law school and got his degree. And he said, "Well, I can't practice law in America with a name like Krastoyanov."
Oh, no.
So I'm going to shorten it to Carson, keep the K.
Mm-hmm.
And if I become a millionaire, I'm changing it back. Well, that didn't happen.
So
it's Carson with a K.
So you're Carson with a K.
And that's fine.
It's a great name. It's a great
name.
There
you go.
All right. Thank you, Danielle, so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
A pleasure.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great evening. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that's Danielle Carson, the freelance correspondent for NPR, National Public Radio, which is one of the eminent broadcast news networks in North America. So now on the line, I believe, do I have Mason?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Okay, so you're on latalkradio.com. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Mason?
It's close. Mason or Mazen.
Mazen. Okay. Yes. Mazen. Okay. It's very important to get your name right. So Mazen. Thank you so much. So, okay, we have a particular reason that we're talking to you. You contacted me sometime last week, and I thought this was a perfect opportunity. Tell us about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm president of Time Records, a small independent label, and started a little over two years ago.
Fantastic. And so how did you, why did you want to become a president of a record label? I mean, what was kind of attractive about that for you?
You want the short story or the long story?
you can give us the whatever part comes out. It really doesn't matter. What is important?
Well, background, I own a lot of businesses, and I own marketing companies and real estate investment companies, insurance companies. So my background mostly is on insurance and investing and real estate investing. So my son. Yeah. I challenged him. I made a mistake, and he's not one of those guys that's motivated by fear. Mm. He's actually inspired. If you challenge him, then he steps up. So the whole thing started from Greg. I didn't know he can sing. I didn't know he can write. Oh. I didn't really know much about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a doctor, honestly. But
did you?
You know, he came up, and I told him. He told me I like music. I'm like, okay, you know what? If you give me all A's or whatever, I'll give you, like, your own studio at the house. And then I started to make... He started a recording studio.
Yeah.
And he surprised me with, like, the music that he had. So from that, called my attorneys, learned about what record labels are, et cetera. I contacted some record labels. Mm. But when I contacted them and then I met some attorneys and whatever, I was so turned off by the process and what they do. And just looking out for him, I started the label.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started writing some incredible music. And he was 15, 16.
Wow.
He writes and produces his own stuff. And then I met these other kids that... one of them, they're both here. One of them, his voice is literally like angelic, and he writes and produces his own stuff too. And then I met these other kids. So next thing you know, 2 years of working it and learning a whole bunch, and we became Time Records, and we have some projects that's out, some projects are charting, some projects are, etc.
Yeah.
That's a short answer, by the way.
Okay, is it? Because how long have you been president of Time Records, then?
I'm also the owner of Time Records, but it's been since inception, 2000, and, like 2 years. Maybe 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Has it been, I'm sure it hasn't been easy all the way along because of
Not what I expected at all. I thought the business was, because, again, my background is business, and most of my time I'm with attorneys and CPAs and, professionals. So when I jumped into this business, I thought it was going to be the basic business principles of supply and demand.
Right.
And it is in more parts. But the problem in this business is that you meet a lot of bad people.
Yeah.
The business is infested with a lot of people that were in the business at one time, still claim they're in it, and everybody's trying to basically steal your money and sell you dreams and hopes for not. And of course, I met some good people, I met some bad people.
Sure.
But, in this short period of time right now has become honestly, we have our own goals and our own ways of doing whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's where we are, which we'll talk about it a little more in details later.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to know, too, you're in the, I mean, for people, because listeners of LATalkRadio.com are literally all over the world. Can you describe where you are? You're in California. Where actually are you geographically?
I'm in Central California. But, you know, today's world, you know, location is really not much irrelevant.
No.
But we are in California. We travel.
Yeah.
Depending on the bands, we go from all over. I mean, The Crossing just did a 23-day tour, and they went across country. Mm. Omar, you know, from Texas to South by Southwest. We've been around a lot. We've had our artists getting played on 91 radio stations at one time and charting to the 46. So,
wow.
You know, and that's for an indie, because, you know, what I didn't understand is I was really competing with everybody else. So everybody that's out there sees me as competition, where in fact we should be allies and we should work well together. I mean, it's just, it's a definitely a weird weird world, but the education is something else, you know?
And do you find, I mean, the record business, the music business is so competitive. Do you, you know, is that a hindrance, or do you kind of step up? You know, like you were talking about your son, and he steps up when he's told that perhaps he couldn't do something. Are you like that too, kind of contrary, which works in your favor? Like, okay, it's so difficult, but okay, let's push it harder and harder. You seem to be that sort of person. Would you say you were?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, initially when I got in, what I thought the business is and what actually is two different things. And and I'm one of those guys that I'll show you, you know. And I'm not doing it for you. I've just been blessed and been lucky all my life in everything that I did, in that, you know, the music business shouldn't be any different. The only thing is, again, the way that I would tell you is, you know, I've learned a lot. And this year my goal is to, you know, to focus on what's going to get us to win. So 2016 and 2017, I think we're going to be putting a lot of projects. And again, we have some pretty big goals for 2017. You know, we've already, you know, everybody told me that I couldn't get the guys to tour to get paid, that I couldn't. We're getting show, we're getting paid for shows, and, you know, I mean, and we're just basically beginning. But I finally know exactly what I need to do, and it ain't about getting deals or whatever. I'm not looking to, you know, if somebody comes and offers the right deal, great, of which we've been offered deals, but nothing that made sense. I've met a lot of people. But really what we're looking to do right now is just, we want to share the music with the world. I want to share the artists with the world. I don't think I need a filter. You do have the internet, and you do have some relationships that you build. And so, and I really think we have big, big, big music. And I know for most of the industry, they don't really, they get numb for what's good or what's bad. They try it and see what's out there.
Yeah.
All the guys that I have, they're young. It's their life.
Right.
And I'm talking, they're like, they're betting their life. And you should hear the hardships that they've gone through in their life being so young.
Yes.
And this is really who they are. These guys write, produce. They write about the songs that's been written is actually experiences that they go through. And to be around people like that,
right.
I just want to see them win. I believe Time Records is a place that is for the artists, you know. I mean, we're setting it up to where I don't want the artists to win, and I think the money will come.
Yeah.
You know, if you do your job, the money will come.
Right.
I'm not even worried about it
anymore.
I just, I'm glad that I passed the phase of dreams and the phase of the BS that exists in this business. And now we're at the stage where we're going to do this our way. We're going to do, you know, we're going to put pen to paper, goal setting, etc., from touring to merchandise to shows, you know, to sales to promotions. We developed our own departments, and we're doing, we're going to start doing our own things, and we're actually beginning to work on it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, you are a good guy. So, you know what, everybody is probably saying, well, let's hear some of your artists. And we have, who would you like? We have The Crossing, which is a band you have.
I have Pat from The Crossing.
Okay.
C-R-X-S-S-I-N. So the O is replaced with an X.
Yes.
I-N-G.
Yes.
And I have Omar, you know,
right.
a teenager. They're both very young, and they both write and produce their own stuff, you know?
Right.
And so, yes.
Okay. So we have, what would you like to play first? We have the crosser, we have Atlas, and we have Omar. We have a couple from Omar. So, you know, obviously we'd like to hear these artists and let everybody be the judge.
Absolutely. You flip a coin, whatever you want.
All right. Okay, so we're going to start with The Crossing, the band The Crossing. So it's spelled C-R-X-S-S-I-I-N-G. So no O in there. The Crossing, and this is Atlas.
Give me something to fight for. I'll beat it black and blue. Give me something to hope for. I'll say a prayer for you. Give me something to feel more than grief. Grief for you, for you, yeah, yeah. We'll take this broken world. Follow me, we'll cross the ocean floor. On and on, we'll break the silence.
That's Atlas. Okay. So tell us about the band. Who are the guys?
Well, it's actually... Here, you know what? I'll have Tad talk about it. He's right next to me.
Fantastic.
Tad, he's the lead singer. He wrote that song. He came to my office the next day, and he says, man, I couldn't sleep. And he got up, wrote that song on a guitar, performed it in my office. I was like, oh, crap. This is really good. But anyways, here's Tad.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Your accent is awesome.
Oh, thank you, darling. but that song is awesome. So what inspired you?
You know, honestly, I don't know. Like Mazen said, I woke up at, and I remember because it was oddly specific, I woke up at 3:14 a.m.
Wow.
And I was renting a room at a house, and nobody else was there. They were all out of town.
Mm.
And I already had it in my head. It was like this freak thing. And so I used my iPhone to record it. I just did it in one take. I just thought of the lyrics on the spot and how it was going to go. It was really weird, by the way. This never happened to me. And recorded it, and then I locked my phone, and then I fell asleep on the couch in the living room with my guitar next to me.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I forgot about it until halfway through the next day, and then I listened to my voice memos, and I was like, what is this? And then I brought it to Mason the next day. I was like, hey, I just wrote this, like, last night. Like, mm-hmm. And so it was weird.
Wow.
But I guess if you were to ask me what the song is about or what inspired me, I guess I'd been bothered at the time by young people wanting to be a part of something bigger.
Yeah.
And finding, you know, kind of ending up being in a negative place because instead of looking for something bigger to believe in or looking for something to be a part of that's positive, they kind of retreat into themselves.
Right.
Kind of get negative and start, you know, sure. Drugs is an example.
Yeah,
you know, just things that they think are going to open their mind, but in reality, you know, you don't need that. You can try anything positive.
So it's a real positive influence. You're trying,
yeah.
You're trying to reach out. Yeah, that's great. Okay, unfortunately, gosh, the time is just marching away. So I want to talk about Omar, and then we'll in the last 5 minutes, then we can wrap it up, and I can find out how people can get a hold of you and find your music. So let's turn to Omar. So Mason, what's the scoop here? What's going on?
He's next to me too.
What's that?
He's right next to me.
Okay, too. Hey, Omar. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Okay. Fantastic. So, I have two songs here, and unfortunately, one of the words has been cut off. So, they're both twisted, right? You have twisted.
Twisted and broken. Twisted and there's broken.
Okay. Now, the way this is on the screen, it's kind of okay. Let's see what this one is. This is going to give us a sample. I just want to make sure that I give equal play because you're so talented. All right. So stop me if it's not the one you want. Okay. All right. Here we go. This is Omar.
Yeah. Wow. Come back to me, I've been missing you for a while. All of you hurt me, I can't keep you out of my life. Come back to me, I've been missing you for a while. All of you hurt me, I can't keep you out of my life. This pull's too strong, cause I held your heart and I told you many times. What you do can never make me not want you in my life. I'm tired of you pushing me away. Cause I need you in my life. We both hurt and both cry. Each day's a battle, don't live a life. I'd move mountains to get you back. Don't leave me here with a heart attack. Yeah.
I've been missing you for a while. All you hurt me. I can't keep you out my life. Come back to me. I've been missing you for a while. All you hurt me. I can't keep you out my life.
Wow. Okay, well, both songs just beautifully produced, and I just enjoyed listening to. I was just sitting back going, oh, they're incredible. So, right. Oh, Mom, what was your inspiration?
I was in a toxic relationship for about 3 or 3 to 4 years, and you know, it was like an on and off relationship. So yeah. Like every time we broke up, like I needed to make a more elaborate scheme to have her back.
But how old were you?
I was like, when I like produced it and everything. I think I was 14 when I wrote
14,
it.
14, yeah. Well, you know, true love. Yep.
You know.
Yes, yes, yes.
She wrote an album because of a breakup.
Right. Well, look at Taylor Swift, right? Some of her best stuff. It comes from when she's in pain. So, okay. So unfortunately, I just want to make the most of this time. So for anybody who wants to reach out to you, both and the record company, what's the best way of doing it?
Well, Time Records is TYNE Records.com.
Mm-hmm.
So with a Y, Omar is.
You can find me on like Instagram at We Want Omar, or with Twitter. And
We Want Omar. And the crossing is the crossing with an X. So there is no C R X S S I N G.
Okay. Right.
We all have websites and social media, and everybody, please support these guys. We have a whole bunch of artists in our genre: B-Wash, Tuesday. Kid Cali. Kid Cali drops a single this Friday. So, and we're going to be putting out projects. The Crossing's got a phenomenal album, so does Omar. But guys, please get behind them. Really, artists need you. You have no idea how badly they you know, to your support. It's worth everything to them.
Right. So what's ahead for The Crossing and for Omar? What is ahead in the next 9 months?
In the next 9 months, yep. You can expect from each one an album to be dropped. The Crossing will be touring. So will Omar, you know, building their fan base and shooting videos. There's a reality show that we're discussing right now as we speak.
Mm.
So there's probably going to be that. And both of them, we're reading scripts right now for movies. So we're also getting them involved with that.
Oh my God.
We're really going to do our own thing again. And our aim, our number one goal is not industry, whatever. We just want to do something that's genuine, that's going to win the artist, and for them to build fans. That's, you know, a brand. Today, who do you know that's a brand? Who do you know that's... You remember when we were growing up, we followed our artists and we listened to their music, we grew up with them. Well, I want to do the same thing for my artists, and I want them to have longevity in that they build their fans and, you know, they grow together with them, you know?
Yeah.
Not just commercial stuff, real stuff. You know?
Right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tad, right? Omar and Mazen for being a part of the show for Accent On. And we all have accents, basically. I mean, it's called Accent On because obviously I have a British accent and Ilona, who's in Poland, is Polish. But it's largely, you know, it's an artist-based show. So, you know, we'd love to have you back. But for the last couple of minutes, I'd like to, I have another song by Omar, and it's not to say I didn't have another one from The Crossing, but next time we'll have another one. So I like to be fair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. And break a leg. I'm not going to say good luck. Break a leg with everything. And I will do everything I can to try and help you. So
thank you.
All right. I'm going to go for this. And so have a great evening. All right. Bye. 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 Bye.
Yeah. She got me twisted. Omar, what up? Tell me, how could you say you want me back in and stop and turn back around? From helping me reach my pinnacle, kicking me to the ground. Deceiving, speaking to me when you only think of me cheating. You tripping, you got me twisted. Play over, you out of bounds.
He said, don't stop.
Don't stop.
thoughts, I'm thinking about where we are going. I just want what I can have. Looking back now, it's too damn bad. I'm on top of the world, looking down, I look at what you had. Could have had everything, but you threw it all away. What did I do to you to make you angry? Accuse me of cheating on you, but girl, you're crazy. My heart stopped beating when you said you hate me. Power crazy, I ain't got me.
Girl, you got me twisted. You want me to stay, but you tell me to go. Can't take it no more. Girl, you got me twisted. You front me up, don't want you no more. So I'm out the door. Girl, you got me twisted. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, you got me twisted. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Look, I ain't never been here to stress you. Working every hour to impress you though. When all of my good years got the best of those. Fly clothes, I invest in those, but no mo. You forgot about the walks in the park. At the dark, I was stopped to tell you you're the one. But all you did was try to shoot me down and put a hole in my heart with that gun. Now you got me like, tell me what you wanna do. And tell me what you gonna do. Cause seriously, yo, I'll go and find three more of you. And bring everyone up, I'm through. Aye, 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 aye. Got me twisted like corn to pearls. So every bit of them foreign clothes need to be gone before I get home. I'm done with it, girl, I'm gone.
Girl, you got me twisted.